So let's review. In the previous share, we discussed the braisa of Tani Reb Oishia. If a person was owed a mana, and he went to the labor's field and told him that he needs the mana to buy wheat. The labor told him, I will pay you instead with 1 mana's worth of wheat as per the current market price. Then the price of wheat increased, and the malva converted the sale from wheat at its current high price to wine at its current low price. The braisa concludes that it depends. Kulanim yeshle mutter. If at the time of the sale of each subsequent item the leva had the item, as in this case, the wine, it is permissible because, as Rashi explains, the zache behu hai mahashta b'chi mikri b'shuse mikri, ha'ilvim bolachzer koi b'mishapara. It's considered as if the malva already owned the leva's item before the price increased, even though he did not perform a proper kinyan, because if the leva would retract from the sale, he would be liable for a mishapara. However, ein lo aser. If at the time of the sale the leva did not own the item, it is forbidden, and we cannot utilize the heter of yotze hashar, because lav ki sar habali yadidami. It's not considered as if the malva owned the item before the price increased, because he did not pay the leva with actual money, but rather with his chayv. And the leva did not have the ability to buy the item from the market, and therefore if the price increased before the malva receives it, dami l'ribis v'asr. This is similar to interest, as the malva receives a more valuable item because he paid in advance, which is similar to a malva who receives ribis for his loan. Rava says, Shma mina mid Reb Oishia tlas. 3 halachas can be derived from this braisa. Shma mina de mamid malva agabi peris. One is permitted to prepay for an item even without money, but with a debt that the seller owes him. The shma mina hu de yeshloi. This would be permitted only if at the time of the sale the seller has the item. Shma mina isel ad Rabbianai. This braisa supports Rabbianai in the following machlekes. Rav says, Isna mana beperis. A person is permitted to prepay for fruit only if he will eventually receive those very fruits, because le mevzi karibis. This will not be confused with ribis, because it is obviously a sale. The initial money was a payment for these fruits, and the lekech is considered to own the fruits from before the price increased. However, ve'in isna mana bedamim. A person may not prepay for fruits if he will later receive money or another item that was not in the original sale, because merzi karibis, the zuzi yav, the zuzi shakal. This will be confused with ribis because it appears to be a loan, and the extra money or item was returned for ribis. Rabbiani disagrees and holds, isna mana bedamim. A person is permitted to prepay for fruits even if he will eventually receive money or another item, because malihen and mali demayin. The extra money does not appear to be ribis, but rather they are the original fruits converted into money. And the braisa of Tani Reb Oishia supports Reb Yanai, since the braisa states, Kulam im yeshle mutter, and even though the initial sale was for wheat, and he eventually did not receive the wheat only wine, nevertheless, this is permitted because we say, Malihen or Mali Deman. The Gemara offers two explanations to reconcile the braisa with the pinya of Rav. Either the braisa is a case of Shemashach, at the time of payment, the malva actually acquired the wheat by pulling it, or Sheyichud LeKeren Zavus. Although Lekech did make a kinyan mishicha, however, since the leva designated an area exclusively for the malva's wheat, le merzi karibis, because it is obvious that the wheat was initially sold to the malva before its price increased and it was converted into wine. Shmuel says, the braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, tzad echad beribis mutter. If at the time of the sale the possibility of ribis was uncertain, it is permitted, as in our case, the malva's gain depends on whether the market price will increase and they will substitute another item, which appears like ribis. But if you will take the original agreed item, it does not appear like ribis. As the braisa states, if a person loaned someone money and stipulated that if the leva does not pay by the due date, the money will retroactively be considered a payment for the sale of the leva's field to the malva. Tana Kama holds, if during the interim of the loan the seller, the leva, collects the fruits, it is permitted. However, lekech eichel peiris aser. If the buyer, the malva, collects the fruits, it is forbidden because, as Rashi explains, shema lo yavu l'dei mecher v'yachzu l'ma'isav v'nimtza shebal va hayu etzloi v'zeh eichel peiris beribis. If the leva does pay on time, the field will not have been sold to the malva, and the malva's fruit benefit will be considered a ribis payment for the money he loaned to the leva. Reb Yehuda disagrees and says, "Apisman shlekeich eichel peiris mutter." Even if the buyer, the malva, collects the fruits, it is permitted. As Abaye explains, because Reb Yehuda holds tzad echad beribis mutter. If the ribis was uncertain, the time of the loan, it is permitted. And here it might not be ribbis if the labor does not pay up, since the field will have been sold retroactively to the malva, and the fruit did belong to him. While the Tanna Kamma holds, tzarecha beribbis aser. Rav explains that Yehuda does agree that tzarecha beribbis aser, and only here he holds mutter because ribbis amanas lahachzer mutter. And when the labor pays the loan, the malva intends to pay him back for all the fruits, it is permitted, because retroactively the fruits were not for the loan. While the Tanna Kamma holds, ribbis amanas lahachzer is aser, even if the malva intends to pay him back for all the fruits, it is forbidden. Because b'shas achila ka'ochale l'ribbis, while the malva benefited from the fruits, they were for the loan. The Gemara continues. Rava says, Rabbi Yana's reasoning of mali hen and mali demehen could very well be the reasoning for the later Mishnah Salach of Yotza Hashar, as it states, Paiskin al shar shebeshuk v'av ha'pesha einlai. A person may prepay for a fruit even though the mecher does not own any, as long as they are available for sale in the market, because mali hen and mali demehen amrinan. If we consider the money that the lekeach eventually receives as the fruits that were originally sold, because those fruits could be sold for money, then mali demein or mali hen nami amrinan. We also consider the money that the lekeach originally pays as the fruits that are eventually bought, because this money can be used to buy those fruits. Therefore, it is considered that the buyer now owns the fruits. Rabbi Rav Yosef offer a second explanation. Paiskin al shar shebeshuk v'af pisha ein loy. Because the lekeach has no gain from his prepayment, even though the price increases, because he can claim, had I retained my money, I could have then bought those fruits from the market before the price increased. However, Rava says accordingly, the lekeach must deduct from the sale the cost of a broker, which he did gain from his prepayment, as he was spared the cost paying a broker to arrange for the sale. Ravashi disagrees and holds the lekeach does not need to deduct the cost of a broker because zuzi de'inchi inhu avid le'sabsisuri. The sellers seek out those who have money and there would be no need for a broker. The Gemara explains, however, asa lulve sabesa. A person may not lend a sa to be paid back the same amount even if the price increases, and we don't apply the reasoning of that had the malva retained his sa, he could have sold it now for more because hasam halva hachazvini. We only apply this reasoning to a sale in which ribbis is only asim ederabanan, but we don't apply this reasoning for a loan in which ribbis is asim ederaisa. Rav Nachman says, klala deravisa kol agar natar le'asim. The general rule for the issa ribbis is that any gain that one receives in return for waiting for his money or item is forbidden.